Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast, where our mission is to help hosts share their space and live their dream. This episode is sponsored by our free Airbnb Startup Essentials Checklist. Our comprehensive Airbnb Startup Essentials Checklist will take the guesswork out of what you'll need to finally get your Airbnb off the ground. You'll have the confidence to do that thing you've always wanted to do. Get started today sharing your space and living your dream by visiting our website, thanksforvisiting.me, and that's for F-O-R, and signing up for your free Airbnb Startup Essentials Checklist. Again, this is free, so hurry up and get your copy today. Now on to the episode.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every successful short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, this dynamic duo has welcomed more than 2,000 guests from 25 countries, earning them over $500,000 and garnering them over 650 five-star reviews. Now they're ready to share creative ways for your listing to stand out, to serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry, or Annette and Sarah will share stories about their own experiences so you can implement actionable improvements to your own rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Here are your hosts, Annette and Sarah.
Hello, welcome to another great episode of Thanks for Visiting. I am one of your co-hosts, Sarah Karakayan.
And I am Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for Visiting. And we have back on the show, Kelly Rau. I don't know why. It's so hard for me to say.
You did it.
Not a hard name.
You did it. You could just say Roush like everyone else and it's fine,
no,
too.
No, I want to get it right, because with my last name, it's like Karakayan.
Karakayan,
like,
yeah.
No. But if you missed, the last time Kelly was on the show was season 3, episode 16, which I believe came out on October 10th. Go back to that. We dive in deep to Instagram and Facebook and how to utilize that for your short-term rental. And that might help you get more clarity on this episode. It might not, but regardless, it's great information. But today we're going to talk about websites, which might be confusing because you're like, wait, I use Airbnb, I use VRBO, I use HomeAway. What do I need a website for? Well, Kelly has some ideas, and we're going to ask her how we can tag team the two platforms, your own being your website, and then, of course, your platform of choice, which for us, you know, is Airbnb, and how they can work together. So, Kelly, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back.
Welcome, Kelly. Tell our listeners a little bit about your expertise so they know they can trust you.
Yeah. So, I help small businesses grow. Basically, I help small businesses online and in person get more people inside their doors, whether that's through social media or websites or working with influencers or events, graphic design, that sort of stuff. I help small businesses of all types. And now I'm working with an Airbnb property as well. Get more eyes on their business and therefore increase the revenue.
Wonderful. And Kelly, the property that Kelly works with right now, do you want to give them the web address so they can follow along during the episode?
Oh, no, the website. I'm sorry. The website itself is casapalmar.com. So CasaPalmar.com. But it's the Instagram and Facebook handles are Casa Palmar Sayulita.
Okay. And disclaimer, Kelly did not design this website.
Not yet.
Make sure that you know that she was brought on board as the marketing expert for them after the website was already built. But on today's episode, we want to share with our listeners why having your own website for your Airbnb or short-term rental property is important to the success. So talk to us about that and why your client uses it and how it does help you in your occupancy rate and giving a good guest experience.
Yeah. So the number one thing is you've probably heard this term SEO tossed around a lot, search engine optimization. What does that mean? It basically means that when someone searches certain terms, certain properties or certain Google results show up, right? And how that works is by having different keywords and having the back end of your website built out properly so that when, let's just say for my example, when someone searches Sayulita, Mexico, I can make sure that the Casa Palmar is up top as one of the top search results. So that's going to, number one, like these using keywords and SEO and optimizing your website so that Google likes and interacts with your website. When people search, your Airbnb listing is not going to be one that pops up in because there's a million properties probably in your area. Mm-hmm. So the chances of your property specifically showing up on Google when you Airbnb, when you're searching, are pretty low. But if you have your own website and your own Facebook and Instagram, the chances of your property showing up is much higher. So that's the number one thing, is just being searchable, being easy to find. Not many people are now going www. They're saying best places to stay in XYZ, right? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And that might take them to Airbnb, but it also might take them to straight to your website if you have your website built properly.
Oh.
So that's the number one biggest thing.
And now let's tell our listeners, the property that Kelly works with is very high end. Mm-hmm. So, you know, depending on your budget that you have for your business, for your short-term rental, websites can be very inexpensive, but her particular client, it ranges from anywhere from $300 to $700 a night in Mexico, huge vacation destination. They found it imperative for their business growth to build a website. So we think it's great for everyone, but also there is going to be a little bit of cost. You're going to have to buy a domain name. Mm-hmm. You know, you are going to have to build out the site, but completely doable for everyone. But we do want to preface it and let you know that.
What would those costs be, Kelly, for like a one pager? You just scroll down to get all information. Yeah. Links to your Facebook and Instagram account. Like, what would that cost on average?
So if you're just saying like, I want to, there's a lot of different website builders out there now, in terms of like templates that you can use. So in the, you know, 10 years ago, you could only use WordPress and you had to pay someone $10,000 to build that. Those days are slowly going away. There are still, you can still do that. And in some cases that makes sense. But if you're trying to just promote your property, you can probably build it yourself or hire someone like me to build it. But it's very easy to build it yourself on Weebly or on Squarespace. Those are two builders I really like. Squarespace is my favorite. I think Weebly is a little more user-friendly if you don't have any background in website design or building of any type. But basically you go on and you buy your username and the website itself. Like, you have to buy to have a website for a year, or you can buy a 5-year term or whatever it might be. So basically that cost is, the cost is around $10 to buy a URL, and then to buy the website itself, like on Squarespace or Weebly, it's usually ranges between $100 to $200.
Okay.
So those are your basic startup costs.
Okay.
So you could be all in, have your name and your website like ready to be built for under $200.
And then what would like the monthly cost be then? Are there like, or is it you just pay for the year and then you're good?
You could choose. You could either do for the year for $200, or it's a little more to do monthly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's usually like, what, $20 a month?
I'm such a bad business owner. I'm like, I don't even know. I just pay money. I don't even think about it.
It's usually cheaper. It's usually cheaper to do
yearly.
A year.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. And keep in mind, listeners, this is something you can try it, test it out. If it's not something that, you know, you can let your website expire. You don't have to, you know, have to keep going with it. But it's a great way to actually get make it more of a business too and be proud of it. You can share that link. So if you were going to build, if I came to you, Kelly, and I'm like, look, here is my apartment in Columbus, Ohio. I want to do a website. I want to get more heads in my bed. What information do you think the website just baseline would need?
Photos. Okay. Number one, photos.
Okay.
Professional photos. Hire someone to do your photos.
Okay.
Hire someone to edit your photos and put them on there. And then also reviews. Like, pull your reviews from Airbnb, or maybe if you're on TripAdvisor or anyone who's ever emailed you, put testimonials on there. And that's the one thing, people, word of mouth is better than anything. And they're going to trust, you know, someone, Karen, who stayed 3 months ago, her review of being, you know, a nice, sparkling, clean place, that's going to do a lot for you, just to have that real testimonial there. And then also I would put, you know, how many bedrooms, here's all the photos, here's all the amenities we have. Just think of like what a hotel does when they're listing their room, right? They have all the amenities, they have restaurants within walking distance, they have everything you could want to know about that 1 mile radius of where you're staying. Put that on there as well.
I think, you know, a lot of times you should be filling this stuff out anyways when you're creating your listing. So a lot of it could be copy and pasted over to the website. I think a website is a really good chance for you to also tell more of your story and like a little bit about more about the hosts. Mm-hmm. I think that's a great place for that. Another thing that you could do, which I cannot wait till Airbnb does this, but on your site, I don't know if your client does this, but I think it's a great place to do a video tour.
Yeah.
Where people could actually be in the space, have video. You can't currently do that right now on Airbnb. And I think that would be such a huge thing. And you can even just link that to a free, you know, your free video on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't, I think that could even be done with a cell phone. It wouldn't even have to be. I mean, obviously if you can hire a videographer, great. But if not, I think just walking through, people are like, oh, heck yeah, I want to stay at this place. It makes it a little bit different than the photos only.
Yeah.
Do your current client, do people reach out directly via the website, or do they link to all, like Airbnb, VRBO?
We link to all of them, but 99% of the time people send messages through the website. Yeah, because they don't want to do the work of going to all the different places and see. They would rather just email directly, and then that also captures their email, which we'll talk about later as well. But capturing emails on your website is another huge bonus that you can just capture people who are just interested in the property, maybe aren't booking. You can capture their info and save it for later.
Yeah. So one thing I want to mention to our listeners is this is a new feature on Airbnb. And Kelly, maybe you can help me with that technical term. But now you can create custom URLs for your listing on Airbnb.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. So you can be airbnb.com/h/ whatever the name of your property.
Instead of like 12567. Yeah. Yeah, that's nice.
Which is cool. Would that help with SEO?
Yes. Yes, it would. It would help with that.
So that was just, you just had me think of that because that's a new thing that just came out. Okay. Mm-hmm. Another reason I'm thinking, Kelly, a good reason to have a Facebook or have a website for your listing is what happens? I've heard these horror stories of all of a sudden Airbnb, whatever, your listing's gone.
Yeah.
Right. And then all that information that you had, it's nowhere else unless mm-hmm. you've saved it like on a Word doc or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. Like, is that something that your client was concerned like, or what are the other reasons besides SEO and email capture mm-hmm. should our listeners be thinking about on why this is important?
Well, then you're not just relying on Airbnb to promote you and to keep you alive, right? On the internet. You don't have to start from scratch. Having your own website, you have the control of putting whatever information you want on there, but also then you can share your website link with your friends and family. Not just the Airbnb link, because not everyone, sometimes, you know, I know older people, older generation, they're like, I don't want to get on that Airbnb, right? But if you send them a website link, it might be a little bit easier for them to get on, and then you can have them link out. And also, if you are on more than one platform, that's good to have the website for your VRBO link, your HomeAway link, your Airbnb link. And for my client in particular, they have three different Airbnb links for their one property because they have a 3-bedroom, a 1-bedroom, and a 4-bedroom all in the same building. So we needed a place where we could promote all three in one spot instead of being all over in three different spots in Airbnb.
On the website, when a guest goes to book, let's say they're on the website, they're convinced they want to book. Mm-hmm. Do you capture that purchase on your own, or does it lead them to Airbnb to then book?
It leads them to us. They email us, mm-hmm. and then they say, here's the dates I want, here's the nights, and then we'll either book it for them, mm-hmm. or we'll send them to the Airbnb link. Oh. Say, here, go here, and you can do it yourself.
What's the strategy behind that extra step of contacting you guys? And then
so we get their info. So mm-hmm. let's just say they don't book. Mm-hmm. We have their info so we can email them later. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also it's a more personalized approach too. I mean, it's there's one thing, you know, let's just say maybe they're trying to book 3 nights or a week on Airbnb and it's not available. Mm. But if they were to email us and say, hey, I've got multiple dates available, or maybe it's, okay, we know that we could maybe squeeze them in here. Like, we know this group's leaving a little earlier, whatever. You might know insider stuff that Airbnb doesn't know. Mm-hmm. Or someone wants to stay one night and you have a minimum 2-night option on Airbnb, right? If they reach out to you through your website, hey, can I stay one night? Well, shoot, yeah, I have this like weird little gap. I'd rather have one night than no nights, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. Even though that's not an option maybe for some people to have, you know, book a one night. It's just another way to have a personal touch point that you can, it's a little more work, but it's also when you're trying to book, you know, book multiple nights, it's a nice little touch point to have with these people.
And it is, like you said, it's nice where they can just reach out to you and know they're actually like reaching out to the person. Uh-huh. And I think it just makes your property seem that much more professional that you actually have a website for it. Mm-hmm. Kelly just made a good point that I didn't even think of. The best part about having a website is if you do have multiple properties, you can showcase all of them mm-hmm. on that one site. So A, they can, obviously if you're on Airbnb, you can see if someone hosts multiple properties, but it is a lot easier if you could just go to one and look at everything under that same website and mm-hmm. kind of get an idea of, oh my gosh, I want to stay at all their places, or B, what are the options, mm-hmm. and see them a little bit more succinct and not get, because sometimes on Airbnb, like, there is a lot of things going. There's a lot there to digest. So sometimes if it's very focused like that, I think it helps people. Mm-hmm. I know even myself, I get like, if I'm traveling somewhere, I look at it. I'm like, oh my gosh, what's going on? I don't, like, this is too much. And I just shut down the app because it's overwhelming. So I think if you do have your own site, it helps not be as overwhelming. And I think you can do a little bit more location specific. Like, I know on Airbnb, they do a map and you kind of have like a little pin of where you are, especially if you don't give out your exact address. Mm-hmm. But I think via a website, you could frame up the location much more clearly mm-hmm. there.
And you can make your website as in-depth as or as little as you want. You could have just a one page. Here's who we are. Here's where you book. But all that it matters is that you're able to be a searchable website, right? Where people can search you, find you, and get to where they want to get to easily, which is hopefully to book.
Right.
Or you can make it more in-depth, like you were saying, like have an about the owner's page, what's more in-depth about, you know, how this place was built. Is it an old barn like in Grandview mm-hmm. or Granville? Mm-hmm. That's a really cool story to tell that people might be interested in. You can also go into different places in the area. You can make it as in-depth as you want, but you don't have to make it complicated. Like, same thing I said about social media. This stuff sounds really like a lot of work and complicated, but it is if you make it that. If you just say, I'm just going to have a splash page, is what they're called. If it's just like a one page, it's a splash page. With just some pretty photos, and here's how to book. That's really simple to do. You can knock that out.
I'm also going to give our listeners some tough love. And it's like, I know you're like, it's complicated. Well, it's a business.
Yeah.
Like, what you're doing is a business. And the more you can educate your guests, the more informed they are, the less they need to reach out to you during their stay, which is also a goal of ours as hosts, to have them feel like they can contact us. When they go to reach for something, it's there. Maybe it's a tangible thing. Maybe it's a website with more information. Maybe it's a video tour before they're vacillating between two properties. And, you know, we want them to book the property that's most suited for them and their trip. So while, yes, it can be a little extra work, I think that's just the cost of doing business. Mm-hmm. And like, I really want hosts to think about those sorts of things when they're thinking about doing something like hosting. So
I have a good analogy for this. If you're going to a restaurant, you want to make a reservation, you can go to OpenTable, right?
Mm-hmm.
You probably don't start there. You probably start at the restaurant's website. But let's just say you started at OpenTable and you have all these different restaurants to choose from, right? You have, you know, Italian, whatever. You have all these restaurants. You're going to choose one. Probably their little description there. There's a little bit, but then you're probably going to go to their website to check out more info, mm-hmm, right?
Sure.
It's the same thing, really. I think a lot of times you rely so much on Airbnb to do the work for you. But if you can have a place where there's more information than what Airbnb can provide to solidify you more, you would never go to a restaurant. I wouldn't go to a restaurant that I couldn't see the menu or see more details about it than just the OpenTable reservations, right?
Mm-hmm. Especially if it's an important dinner or what have you. And like we've been saying, Airbnb is getting so competitive mm-hmm. for us hosts. I mean, they really are doubling down on capturing new people to come stay in Airbnbs and mm-hmm. more hosts are getting on board. So I think it's a way for us to stand out as professional hosts.
Yeah. And it makes you look like you know what you're doing a little bit more too than that. You know, a lot of times at Airbnb, people are like, is this legit? Is this a real space? Mm-hmm. We have a website too. That
backs it up, right? Because mm-hmm. I know most of the time if you see a negative review on Airbnb or even when I talk to friends, they're like, it looked nothing like the pictures.
Yeah.
It was not like that at all. So if you can at least maybe have your pictures on Airbnb, then on your website, show some different ones and that video. And they're like, okay, this is legit. Especially, you know, not that every stay isn't important, but like Kelly, you know, the property that she works on, you know, if you're spending $300-$700 a night and you go and get disappointed, that just happened to me. I had a friend that went to Sonoma mm-hmm. and she is like so bummed because she spent a ton of money, ended up staying in a hotel too, but it was nothing like what was advertised. Mm-hmm. And that's one of those things. If it's a high dollar trip, it can become very disappointing. And I think that reassurance, if they can double up and not only, because Airbnb too, it's like, wait a second, how long has this listing been up? Have they paid attention mm-hmm. to it? And that's a tip too. Look and see the last time the host has like refreshed their listing. So hosts out there, change the price, change a photo out, like update something. So everyone, you know, the guests know that you're paying attention. You're not like asleep at the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
But I think also the website itself, wherever you're located, it is a great thing that you can, you know, make your own business cards. You know, you can send that to your friends, family. You can have business cards that say your website on it. And they're like, oh, what's this? Because it could turn into a much longer term stay. It could turn into corporate accounts. And I think if you're like looking for corporate accounts, if you have a website attached to it, it's going to be a lot more legit than just sending them to Airbnb. And then even maybe on like search engine optimization, letting people know, we welcome corporate guests and have that testimonial of your corporate guests. Like, love staying here every time I'm in town for work or sporting event or whatnot. But I think that really is an easier way for you to self-promote your property. Whenever you're out and about, it is much easier than sending the custom URL because it looks like, oh, I want to check out this space, not, oh, I want to go on Airbnb.
And to bring it back to social media and on your website, you can also link to your social media channels. And it's just another place to share. And you can also have your Instagram feed like embedded in your website. So if you don't want to update with new pictures all the time, just have your feed on your homepage so that there's new pictures showing all the time. You're posting on Instagram.
No, but that is an excellent idea. That way they can go straight to their feed. They can start to follow and get a real feel before they actually spend the night.
All right. Any other questions, Annette?
Anything
we should, we'll ask the pro too, Kelly. Anything we didn't touch on when it comes to websites that our listeners should know or think about?
I think you should know that I think people don't know where to start.
Okay.
Look at Weebly, look at Squarespace, and then talk to someone who's like a website developer if you don't feel comfortable doing it yourself.
And you were saying you love building websites.
I love building websites. I love building websites that are businesses that people can come to and actually visit. So that's something you can find me on my website, golocalanywhere.com, and you can reach out to me that way. But you can also do it yourself and any of these builders as well.
Absolutely. So again, that was Go Local Anywhere, which I don't know how your website name totally meshes with our short-term rental here, but you can reach out to Kelly. And then like she said too, do some of your own exploration. If you've stayed at places, just go online and start Googling your city where your short-term rental is and see what pops up. Don't copy their websites, but definitely swipe some of the awesome stuff that they're doing because guaranteed they probably swipe some of the stuff from.
At this point, everyone's copying each other and that's okay.
Right. Yeah. And it's not even copying. It's just the
information. It's just the information.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us for another episode of Thanks for Visiting. I am Sarah.
I'm Annette.
We are. Thanks for visiting. And we'll talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for this episode at thanksforvisiting.me. If you're looking to take your listing to the next level and show your guests how much you care, be sure to check out our line of thoughtful hosting products, from hosting checklists to custom mugs to toilet paper stickers. We've got you covered. And if you love our show, remember, sharing is caring. Please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Thanks for visiting.
Wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.